This is the August 22nd, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for the property before us. The hearing involves petition number 1024 for property ID 18126800, and the property is owned by C. Arrow LLC. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Dennis Ingram here for the appellant. If you could now please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
You swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you.
I do.
Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear your testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. This is the second time, and the assessment was issued shortly after the prior hearing. So I had to refile, and basically not much has changed. It appears that the assessor is using some sales of two properties in the area that were pre-approved for a full high-density apartment dwelling values prior to the sale. They were approved by the county, and I think that completely changes the character of the properties. The comparison sales that I've provided indicate that the market value has actually declined. That's based primarily on the sale of 10 acres that adjoins this property at the northeast corner that was sold more recently for $900,000+. $940,000, I believe, and I've listed that in the comparables. I believe the material's fairly self-explanatory. Nothing has changed, and I think that property values have actually declined because of the higher interest rates that have developed since the purchase of this property was made by Sierra, which was in 2021 or so, I believe. So if there's questions, I'd be happy to answer questions, but I think the materials are, you've no doubt read the materials, and there's no need for me to repeat that.
And you requested a value of $740,000, which was the purchase price, correct?
Well, I did show. Yeah, I've requested that value, I believe, of $740,000. I believe the comparables actually justify a lower value. Certainly, I'd be happy with a lower value. I think the adjusted value based on the comparables is now $625,000. And again, that would be primarily based on the, there's two properties that bring it down significantly. One thing that isn't in the materials is that I did learn insurance companies don't put much actual cash value on manufactured homes. That's based on more recent discussions with an insurance company about the valuation of the manufactured home on this property, and they won't insure it for more than $36,000 as actual cash value. Naturally, replacement cost is much higher, but that's the value of existing manufactured homes, so it's pretty minimal. And I don't think that these adjustments or the comparable property sales worksheet reflects, you know, that kind of an adjustment. But $740,000 is an acceptable figure, which is the purchase price, despite the decline in value. Pardon?
Have you talked to the county assessor's office at all about this? When you got your new valuation of $1.6 million, did you call them or try to talk to anybody there at all?
I've called and left messages several times and not received a call back. It's not been recent at this point. I do intend to follow up again rather than continue to do appeals.
You might have better luck going in. You may just get the appraiser of the day, but at least they couldn't just not return your phone call or not talk to you at all if you go with the office.
Okay. I'll make that effort. I'll be up there in a week or so. I actually do live at the other address, but I still have an office in Southern Oregon.
I don't have any other questions.
No, I don't particularly have any questions on it. I just would suggest that when you go in to talk with the assessor's office, you take this information you've got for the site plans and all this type of thing on the property to help them understand that it's not quite as desirable as what they might be thinking. So,
yeah, I definitely would like to have that discussion with them.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
They generally just look at a piece of property and say, you know, it's X number of acres, so you can put that much on it, regardless of whether half of it's underwater or not, or whatever.
They call it prime developable, everything.
Yeah. Right, yeah. All right. I think we got it.
Okay.
You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
This is the August 22nd, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 30 minutes scheduled for these two properties before us. The hearing before us involves petition 1026 and 1027 for property IDs 98605-1252 and 98605-1253. The properties are owned by Cedar Holdings, LLC. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Scott Hendrickson here on behalf of the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yeah.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind, the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Mike, good to go ahead?
Yes.
Okay. So I purchased this property, and it was quite competitive between some other developers last July. I forget the exact date. I think it was toward the end of July for just under $1.5 million. And didn't get anything on it. Had an assessment for the year before when we closed. And then it came through way above. Got a lot of wetlands. They started out with, I know, 66 lots over. We've been working on trying to tie this up for years and dealing with ecology and stuff. And so instead of 66, we ended up with 33. And part of the whole negotiation buying it, there was a $400,000 to pay ecology for wetland credits and all this to do anything with it. So anyway, the price that I bought it for is fair market value, and there's also an attached. We did an appraisal this year to get some funds to actually move ahead with development, and that appraisal that the bank did independently is attached too. that kind of cooperates, and then I know on it.
We've lost you. Did you cut out?
Oh, are you not hearing me there? You hear me okay?
Now I am. I lost you for a bit.
Yeah. Oh, sorry about that. I'm praying not to move here. Where'd you lose me? I mean, we have the appraisal attached, and our purchase price was a year ago, July. And I think we attached some properties nearby that you adjusted on and how that relates. And that's kind of where I'm coming from and backing up our appeal of what we got. Are you hearing me okay?
Yep, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I have no further questions.
No, I don't have any questions on it. I think it's pretty complete.
How did you make an allocation between the two pieces of property? Did you do it just on assessed value?
I did it percentage of the property, the acreage.
Okay.
As far as the subdivision and bought, and we didn't separate, you know, it was one lump for both. So I just did it on the acreage. Yep.
Got it. Okay. We got it. All right.
Yep.
If you got nothing else, we're done.
Okay. All righty. Sounds
good. You hear from us within 30 days.
All right. Thank you.
Close the hearing.
This is the August 22nd, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition 1019. For property ID 19549028, the property is owned by Valentin Gonzalez. The board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office and no one present from the appellant. The appellant submitted three comparable sales, property ID 23696905, sold for $720,000 in February of 2022. Property ID 23352000 sold for $735,000 in October 2022, and property ID 22585100 sold for $772,000 in June 2023. The assessor's evidence included three comparable sales, a property information sheet, and a cover letter recommending no change in the assessed value. I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is the August 22nd, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition 1029 for property ID 2520310000. The property is owned by Andrew Sherman. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Andrew here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We'll hear your testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision.
Okay.
So unless you have questions on procedure, I'll turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, my appeal is based upon I'm continuing to have severe erosion issues where I lost 25 feet of bank, the upper bank. There used to be a boat shop there with a slab 25 feet deep, and
they tore the boats off down in 2016, but then over the last couple of years, the entire concrete slab is now in the bottom of the ravine. And what's happened is when I measured my property line from the county property line to where the cement slab used to be, it's only measuring like 19 feet in one area and 14 feet in another area. And so I'm going to have to get a hold of the county and let them know, because the Hayes Road is right there, and it's pretty soon going to be encroaching upon the actual road, and so they're going to have to do something as far as either relocate the road or get their own shoreline habitat restoration going, because it's going to be eroded past my property line, and then it's the county property line at that point. So that'll happen probably as soon as maybe next year, because last year was a really bad year. What happens is when the erosion starts, the river forms a reverse whirlpool right there because it's a big indentation now. And that erodes it even further. And so last year and the year before, after I lost 25 feet, I said, well, all I could do now is transplant some of my trees before they just get washed away. And so the Kulak Public Utility to power poles right there, and that's within, I want to say, 15 feet of the erosion line. Problem is it didn't stop eroding after the winter happened. It kept on eroding during the late spring and summer. And so I had more trees fall down the side of the embankment.
So have you gotten any response from the county at all?
I talked to them previously when I was trying to go through all the permitting and stuff. The last interaction I had with them was they had their weed people come by and they used their machine to cut down one of my trees that was growing on the property. They said that their weed machine could reach it, and so they just sliced it into pieces. That was the last time I actually talked to them. I did talk to the health department, because the septic tank that was in the bank, it was eroding so bad, the septic tank was exposed. So I had to have that taken out. And so I had to get a hold of the health department and let them know. So I had to send them some forms to say, you know, it got taken out.
Are you hooked up to sewer now?
No, there is no sewer out there. It was septic. Okay. Originally.
So you had to put a new septic tank in?
No. What happened was the bank eroded so bad. Before I bought the property, I didn't know the drain field eroded where the river was. And so then, because the previous real estate agent sent me an inspection report on the septic, and that led me to believe that I had a good septic system in place. However, it wasn't the case. And so I didn't find out about that until after I went and talked to the county and found out the setbacks, that the septic tank's got to be 100 feet from the ordinary high water mark, and it was only maybe 20 or 30 feet because it was 10 feet from the edge of the bank.
So what did you do? What have you done now? Are you still using it, or have you repaired it?
No, I'm not using it at all. I can't do anything with the property. Okay. The bank is too steep, and the erosion is too severe. When I first got the property, I had a chance, if I was able to get down there and put some bank stabilization in place. And I did end up getting a permit from the Army Corps of Engineers. However, because I couldn't, it wasn't a legal lot after I bought the property. And so then I was able to go to the county, but they still wouldn't issue me any permits to talk to me because it wasn't a legal lot. However, Army Corps of Engineers was interested in seeing the place cleaned up, so they issued me a permit, which I couldn't do anything with because they also needed the Fish and Game to give me an HBA permit, and they won't give you one until after you've gone through the county process.
Jeez. Are you living in the house?
No, there's no house there.
No.
The boat shop that was there was permitted for a 1,000-gallon septic tank. And there was a cement slab there. And then the water, Lewis Water Reforestation, they got a pump. So I had water. And then I discover, well, the river was eroding, and I couldn't get permits in time because it took 3 years to finally have the other property come up for sale. That was lot number 18. And so I had to buy that one and combine the two so I have a legal lot. Then when I went to the county to get the shoreline permitting, they put me through the whole process, and I went down and I got the geotechnical engineer, and they came out and did the boreholes, and that cost me over $11,000. Then when I went to the county and said, okay, I'm ready to submit my shoreline review, they said, well, we don't want it. We actually want you to go and talk to the health department instead. When you're supposed to get the inspection from the shoreline committee, and then you have permission to say, okay, yeah, we'll allow these setbacks, and then you can go talk to the health department. But so then I just asked for my money back from the county, and I already lost all the other money for the permitting for the – I had to get the architectural review. I had to get the site distance certification. I had to get the geotechnical engineer report, and the county wouldn't accept any of these reports because they wanted to have the shoreline exception. And then the project manager told me, well, talk to the county instead. Normally, they just want you to get a letter from the health department to say –
okay, so you're doing nothing with the land at this point.
Correct.
I mean, I can do that. At this point, it sounds like there is really nothing you can do with it. Is that pretty much sum it up?
Yeah, there's nothing I can do with it because I've already tried to go through permitting, and I got nowhere.
Right.
And I don't know what I can do.
You have two lots that are combined now.
Yeah.
And they're just sitting vacant, right?
Right. They're just vacant.
Yeah.
I don't have any other questions. I think I understand it.
Yeah, I have questions, but they don't have to do with the value of the whole lot. So I don't really have anything more that I think I need to know on it at this point. So.
Okay.
How did you come up with the value?
I basically took the amount of feet that I had left and used that as a basis to say, well, now I'm this much feet less. As soon as it erodes all the way to the county line, essentially it's going to be worthless. So that's where I've gone with that, to just say it's worth a lot less than it used to be worth.
Have you talked to anybody in the assessor's office about the fact that they raised it to $119,000 from $34,000? Did you have a conversation with them? Or?
Last time I went through this process, I had talked to somebody from the assessor's office, and they said, oh, yeah. He even asked me if I had a way to get down to the water line, and I said no. And so I thought it was handled. And then I saw the property tax bill, and I said, wait a minute. I thought that they, you know, permanently changed that, but I guess they have a computer algorithm that just says, well, there should be a market-level, market-rate property that you can develop on, and then apparently if you can't, you need to come back and make an exception and go through this process.
Every year.
Yeah. Every year.
Yeah. Okay. I understand.
I don't have any other questions on it. Thank you.
Okay, you'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Close the hearing.
This is the August 22nd, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 30 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 1023 for property ID 15977500. The property is owned by Valendo Vancouver Plaza, LLC. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We do have Ben Ransonet here for the assessor's office, but we have no one present for the appellant. If you could, please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. I will tell you the other part, even though there's no appellant.
We're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of the property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. The appellant needs to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get written response from this board as the outcome, and there's 30 days into which the either the appellant or the assessor can appeal this hearing to the Board of Taxation, State Board of Taxation. So, having said that, we will, we have the information from the appellant, and we've read that, and so if you have any comments, Ben, to make in regard to this property, you're up to bat.
All right. Well, thank you for the time. This was a unique kind of communication chain between me and the appellant, because the first thing I wanted to do, I reached out and was asking for some profit and loss statements because, you know, it is valued on the income approach. I want to make sure our market data is in line with what rents they're getting. And it appeared that for the period between 2018 to 2021, the assessed value was static during that time. There was really no change. I was not the appraiser at that time, but when I typically, if I see something like that, I'm assuming that we just don't have enough viable data to justify or support a change. And so I saw, you know, they purchased the property in 2018, October of 2018, for $3,560,000. From 2018 to 2021, we had it assessed at $3,081,000. And then in 2022, the area had an annual adjustment that was applied, which brought the assessment up to $3,389,100. And when it came time for 2023, it was now my neighborhood, and it was a reval year, so a revaluation year. So we're going through, we're conducting a land study, we're looking at, you know, all the properties in that neighborhood, the conditions, the qualities, looking at data. And at that point, we had sufficient data for, in our land study, land in that neighborhood saw a $4 a foot increase. So that was fairly significant, going from $12 a foot up to $16. And when I was looking at rents for similar flex space type properties, you know, typically these flex space properties offer functionality of a mix of office, retail, light industrial. We saw market rents that were right around, you know, 75 to 85 cents a foot. And so when the income approach was recalculated, there was a jump. The assessment came out to, you know, $4,489,700. And so when I reached out requesting the financials, I was truly hoping I could justify something on the rent side and see if we could soften that a little bit. And the appellant wasn't willing to release that information, so she did give me the same evidence that was provided to you guys. And I don't know, when I read the letter talking about the economy on a national level. There was no identification as to who wrote it. It appeared like it was a unprotected Word document that, you know, anybody could have just typed up. And it wasn't in relation to the market specifically in Clark County. And then when I saw the market analysis that was provided and the comparables that were provided, it was all over the state, and quite frankly, Spokane or Eastern Washington is not the same market as we have here. And then the active listing they had in Longview was, a worn-down old industrial warehouse that was so inferior to their little flex space park they have going on there. I really kind of struggled to see the similar function of it. So, in my opinion, the overall provided data wasn't really relevant to the subject. Also, the sold comparable that was in Spokane, the retail shopping center that they were really putting most weight on, we're not a retail shopping center. We have a different function, and it's a different market. And again, it was notably, I think, 20 or 30 years older than the subject. So I feel that our assessment is strongly supported. I did give the owner opportunity to share additional information that could have possibly affected the outcome, but they chose not to. So that's my testimony for the hearing. Was there any questions or?
So your evaluation of this piece of property is based on what's going on in the general market of that property by raising the land value and the rentable value
My valuation was basically, obviously, when we value a property, we are looking at it with data that is countywide within the county limits.
Right.
And so it's very important when you're looking at specific property types to do your best to have similar functionality within those types, as well as, you have your physical characteristics of the building, but you also have the intended uses of the building. And so I know from 18 to 21, we didn't have a lot of data out there to support the functions of a flex space type building. And unfortunately for the property owner, when we did get data for them and we could support, we saw that there was a jump in market rents for these types of buildings. Typically, there's either a reason on the rent side or the land side, but in this area, we had increases in both. And so when I realized that, that was my reasoning for reaching out and asking for the profit and loss statements, because if I could get some information maybe on their lease structure or on what they were charging their tenants rent at, I could justify maybe going back to the data and really digging a little deeper and seeing if, if there was something else we could do. Okay. But that being said, the assessment from when they initially bought the property for the first 4 years of ownership, they paid more than the assessment ever was. which I know is, it's not, it, it's relevant, it's not a, it's just more of a, you know, if the market value isn't there, we aren't going to justify a change in value. However, it is the law that if the market is showing consistently rates for, you know, rent at a certain level or land at a certain price per foot, we are obligated to make those changes.
So I guess what I was getting at, you did it based on general conditions of that type of property as opposed to comparing it to other properties specifically in Clark County or in the immediate neighborhood of that property.
Well, the rents were calculated off flex space buildings in Clark County.
Right. Got it. Okay.
And we don't really veer out of the county. If data is extremely limited, we would rather go back in time versus broadening our search, just because at that point you have so many market conditions that are really hard to adjust for, you know.
Got it.
Okay.
Any questions? What you said, John?
No questions.
No, I don't have any. I don't have any questions on it.
Okay.
Okay. Close the hearing.
Alrighty. This is the August 22nd, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition 764 for property ID 379-12069. The property is owned by Janice Williams-Leva. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, and we do have Janice here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
All righty. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for making time for me. I submitted photos that I retook for you. Last year when we went through this process, I had submitted photos, but they weren't dated, and you had asked me about when the photos were taken. So I did resubmit some photos that were time-stamped recently. They were just taken to send to you. So I don't really need to go through those again. The house is in the same or so condition that it has been in. But what I did want to go over just briefly is what I did discover as far as comps in the area. I have found three houses that are in my direct neighborhood on the streets surrounding me. And I have three of them that are the exact size or larger, built at the same time, same type of build, and so on. They have the same footage, the basements and the whole thing. They're all the ranches right here. And one particularly was interesting to me. I watched all of them very carefully to see, because I'm always curious about the values of the homes in our area. And there's one literally about 10 houses down from me that was placed on the market in August of 23 for $560,000. It was on the market. It didn't have any biz. They couldn't sell it. They lowered it to 510. In late August, couldn't sell it. In September, they finally sold it for $475,000. That house is exactly like mine. Dated, no master bath, has the basement. Anyway, it's same street, everything. They could not sell it. And then the guy who bought it finally did buy it at $475,000. He did refurbish it, did all the updates, and then sold it for $675,000. Nice deal there. So I think these houses, if they were updated, could in fact be much more, they would be more valuable, obviously. The other two on the comps also are right here, and one sold for $404,000 in February 21, and then in December 21, one on Indiana was $510,000. Each of those houses need to work like mine. In any case, I really believe that, I just want to clarify, I'm not sure what I wrote on my initial application to reconsider what we thought the value should be. I think I may have made an error on that. What did I write on that? I can't even find that paper. Can you
said 401,208. That was your estimate of true market, what you thought your house was worth.
401,208? Okay.
But you also wrote that for the assessor's value, and his value is actually 545,982.
Right. You know, I think I got a little confused on that. But in any case, I do believe that, one sold, like I said, 404, 425. So,
some of those sales are pretty old. Last year, your house was valued at $469,999. I mean, the sales you gave us from 2021 probably are not the best. Your best if you can have them within 12 months of the assessment date. Mm-hmm. The sale that was at the end of 23, that's a much more current sale in terms of value, the $475,000.
Yes. You know what I was thinking? The value of houses actually came down. It's coming down. So those houses were selling at the peak of, the highest values. They're coming down now. So I'm thinking, even at that time when things were so hot and so selling so fast, they were not going for the amounts that the assessor's saying within 1,500 feet. There is not a single one of the houses in my near me that is in similar to mine. They are up. I know my neighbors were very tight. I've been in all these houses, and they are updated. It's just that simple. It is a matter of putting in, thousands of dollars, frankly, to update the houses. And I know he keeps saying that in his report that it doesn't matter if it's updated, but it absolutely matters when people come in and they're buying a place. That's why the place down the street didn't sell at 560. It sold it at 475. So I would say mine couldn't be more than that in my thinking. Now, we all know I'm not an expert, but it just seems to me I watch them closely. I really pay attention. And I just feel like it is more in the 475 range. I think that's what I could get for it. And as the values go down, even not as good.
So is that what you're asking for, is 475 then?
Well, I want a fair value. That's what I want. I want a fair value, and I think... Yes, I'd say that That would be a fair value.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Did you get the information from the assessor's office?
I did. Yes.
Did you look at any of those properties and see what you felt comparable-wise? They were all fairly close. None of them more than a quarter mile away.
Yeah. I glanced at it. I have it in my hand right now. Well,
Two of them don't have basements.
Yeah.
Three of them don't have basements. Do any of them have... Those comps have basements? No, none of the county's comps have a basement.
No. Is yours a finished basement?
It's partially finished. I have one area that is finished. I have a little sitting area in there. And then the rest is not. I submitted photos of that. It was said over and over that it was totally finished, and it isn't. And I sent you photos of that, and that was changed. That was updated, so I appreciate that. But I actually am not seeing those comps. I have, this is his report. Anyway, I'll have to look back at those. I think it's all... You know, I could find comps to, there we go. Thank you. See that. That's me, Iowa. Okay. 76. It's newer. Wait a minute.
They have yours as effective year built as 1985, so it must have been updated.
No, it's 1960. You know, I don't know why they said that. I don't know. The little people that lived here before, the senior couple, he did all of the work himself, and it's all, like the stick tile in the kitchen. You know, I know the assessor said, that doesn't matter. That does matter. You know, when you walk in houses and every house has granite and beautiful flooring, and I got stick tile and plastic, it does matter. It matters in the, and it's thousands of dollars to improve, make those improvements. Yeah, these don't have basements. They're, I think during the peak, you know, when things were really selling high, things were a little surprising, I have to be honest, that they were going so high.
Did you buy it in 2012?
13.
13, okay.
Yes, I did.
It says 2012 on the assessor's information.
Yeah. No, it was October of 2013. And I paid $290,000, which I thought was massive. Really, really high. I don't know that these are not equal comps. You know, he says that that they're close. These, they're not similar.
Well, he did say that it says prior to the sale of the property, it says sale information indicated that newer elements included forced air furnace, air conditioner, new roof, vinyl windows, stainless steel appliances, refrigerator, and paint. So was that all done before you bought the house or when you bought it?
No, when I moved in, I had to replace the heater and the air conditioner.
Okay.
So now I did replace that. I had to do that. The paint, I sent you pictures of the paint. He painted it.
So did you put the roof and vinyl windows on, or did the previous owner do that?
Well, all of the windows aren't done. Some of the windows are done, and he had done that.
Okay.
The roof is... getting older, so that is going to need some attention at some time. But again, he did a lot of this himself.
Okay.
I don't
have any other questions. I think I've got a pretty good understanding of it.
Okay.
Okay. You'll hear from me within 30 days.
I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay.
You have a good day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.